For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Dozens of former CIA officials have joined the chorus of national security professionals denouncing President Trump's decision to pull former CIA Director John Brennan's security clearance. They wrote, "It has nothing to do with who shouldn't and should hold security clearances, and everything to do with an attempt to stifle free speech." Three more former senior intelligence officials added their signatures to the letter denouncing the president's action. The president denied he was trying to silence his critics.
If anything, I'm giving him a bigger voice. Many people don't even know who he is, and now he has the bigger voice, and that's okay with me because I like taking on voices like that.
He insisted he was getting high praise for his move to retaliate on Brennan and review security credentials of nine others. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now, it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Gunfire turned a football game at a Palm Beach Central High School in Florida on Friday into an all-out panic. Two people were wounded, one of them critically. Others were hurt in the stampede. WPEC-TV's Vincent Crivelli.
The sheriff's office says multiple shots were fired. One gunshot victim was taken to the hospital by his friend, and the other gunshot victim was taken by first responders. Witnesses describe the situation as a massive stampede from the high school stadium where a football game was underway.
Police are investigating. There's no word on the motive. A Texas jury awarded more than $242 million to a Dallas-area family who sued Toyota over what they said was a defective front seat in their Lexus sedan. In a 2016 rear-end collision, the Rivases alleged the defect caused their front seat to collapse on their two young children in child safety seats in the back. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
The U.S. Treasury imposed sanctions on four Myanmar security members and two military units for widespread human rights abuses throughout the country. The department accused the service members of ethnic cleansing and other human rights abuses. The release said security forces had taken part in massacres, sexual assault, and extrajudicial killings. Last month, international human rights group Fortify Rights accused the Myanmar government of genocide against the Rohingya minority living in the country. Thousands fled violence amid an uprising in August 2017 and attempted to enter neighboring Bangladesh, leading to a refugee crisis there. The Rohingya are a religious minority in Myanmar, but are denied citizenship and ethnic minority status. A former leader at the United Nations has passed away. USA Radio's Robin Walensky reports.
Former UN Secretary General Kofi Annan has died. He was 80 years old.
I hope that when next time one is dealing with a broader threat to the international community, one would wait and seek the approval of the Security Council.
Back in 2001, he receives the Nobel Peace Prize.
Peace must be sought above all because it is the condition for every member of the human family to live a life of dignity and security.
For USA Radio News,